14th, 1804. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark had started their expedition that Thomas Jefferson had asked them to do as president. Jefferson believed America would be amazing if they grew west. The French at the time had gained control of Louisiana. Before this, the Treaty of San Ildefonso in August 1796 brought Spain and France together against the British. France gave Spain the land, then returned in 1801. Therefore, France did have the land at the time. Napoleon offered the U.S. even more land. He was at war with Britain and he needed money to continue. Therefore, he will sell Louisiana plus more land, but it was $15 million. This land doubled the size of the U.S. at the time. It was 4 cents per acre. Sacagawea was also invited to go on the expedition as a Shoshone interpreter. She was with them since April 7, 1805 until August 14, 1806. She was the only female out of 32 men. Sacagawea's presence was her greatest contribution. She would stop tension between the men and Native Americans along the way. After they saw Sacagawea with her children, they backed off and they knew they had peaceful intentions. She didn't guide Lewis and Clark for the whole trip, but she did for some. She knew different geographic places along the way. Overall, this provides the admission of Maine as a free state, so the balance of free states and slave states between North and South, slavery was prohibited in North. In the beginning, they were sent to discover the Mississippi River. It was still unknown at the time, and Thomas Jefferson wanted to be the first to discover it. They did just that. After all, the U.S. gained 827,000 square miles west of the Mississippi River for, again, only $15 million and 4 cents per acre.